Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Comic Syndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Adam Garza.
I'm Josias, sick-witted Arabella. You can find us on Twitter at...
You can find me at Mem the Beaner.
You can find me at the number 4, The Villain. Adam, how you doing today, homie?
Good. It's a little cold today, but nice.
Yeah, rained a bit. Dude, Monday kind of flew by, but I'm just a little beat today.
Man. I'm tired.
Yeah, man. All right, we're down one man today, Sadie. Homie, you should be here. I believe he missed because he owes the monsters.
He went to Vegas last weekend.
Yeah, partying his little ass off, dude.
Forgot to go to work.
I know, right?
So, yeah, Sadie, no. God dang it. It's all good, bro.
Right on, man. Yeah, dude, we'll definitely catch you soon, Sadie. Work a Skyping or something with you, dude. But you're more than welcome here all the time, dude. All right, Adam, Twitter love, anything you got going on?
I know that they tweet. Not really for me.
We actually got a lot of it, dude. Sadie did too, dude. So let's get to
it. Sadie got a lot of tweets.
He got some Twitter love, dude. Actually, and let me go over these because
what the fuck?
You were on them, dude.
Okay. So I guess it does count, though.
Yeah.
My name's in the Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. That's
so you got some love, man. Right. All right. This first one is a comment from iTunes. I haven't read this one. The title was iTunes comment, which again, guys, you guys can find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us under Comic Syndicate. Leave some feedback for us. Leave us some stars. If you don't dig, put on there you don't dig, dude. You know, we're totally down with that. Just give us some comments. Let us know what we can do to help you guys out and enjoy the show a little more. Anyways, this one is entitled Funny and Entertaining by Pookaberry Princess. Wow, these guys are funny. Just two guys being themselves. They cover topics from sports, news, and comics. Not a comic book fan? No worries. Come one, come all. Come have a listen to your friends. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty much us, man.
The most PG comment we normally get, I guess. So, way cool. This one's gonna go to our boy, dude, at RightShirt13, Alvarado. This guy, I fucking love his commercials for us, which is rad, dude. This is pretty cool. The only good thing about waking up at 4 a.m. for work, and I'm like, fuck. And he puts seeing a new episode of Comic Syndicate at Mem the Beaner, at 4 the Villain. Then he drops our link, like normal.
Nice.
He's like, loved Batman and Robin number 18, Requiem so much, displaying on my workplace bookshelf. So, way cool. He sent us a picture of Requiem, which is
pretty awesome. That's awesome. But, you know, I don't think there's anything good at 4 a.m., though.
I know, right? Not even listen to us, dude. No, dude.
More sleep.
Oh, I know, right? More sleep, dude. So, he still goes on, dude. This one was pretty cool. He dropped this one last Thursday, I believe. And he's like, I feel my dealers are close. Need my Comic Syndicate fix. Which is pretty dope. He's like, at Mem the Beaner, at 4 the Villain. And then, you know, he drops our link again. And he's like, by the way, Dr. Sleep is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's a good book, man.
You're still on it?
I'm still on it. Okay, I'm a little slow on it, but it's good.
I've heard a lot of things on Twitter, like people were digging the fuck out of it, which
it's
is good.
It's a little dark.
Yeah.
But it's good. That's Stephen King.
Okay, yeah, exactly, dude. Right on. Again, we got to jump on that one anyways, dude. All right, dude. And then he asked, dude, how do you guys feel about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I love the show. I mean, I heard a lot of people don't like it.
Yes, he says, I'm not liking it. Feels too dumbed down. And then we start chatting a bit. I mean,
You know what? It feels like I'm a Buffy fan and
yes,
Angel fan.
You left it, that, and that it gets funny.
It reminds me of that show. There's comedy, and there's seriousness.
Yeah.
I don't know if these people are expecting to see Iron Man because they're not.
That's pretty much it.
You know, it's just I like it.
Yeah, I'm personally digging on it myself, dude. He's not digging on it whatsoever. You mentioned Buffy, like you just said right now, and he says something like he starts busting our balls, like
yeah, he thinks you watch
it. I watch it, dude. And then he goes, he says like Adam brings up Buffy, and then Albert's like talking of gay things to like I've been digging that Royals too late.
Wow.
So I wasn't a Buffy fan, you know. You turned me off to Buffy, dude.
How would I turn anybody off to Buffy? Sarah Michelle Gellar was beautiful back then.
Every class I had you for.
Oh, yes, Buffy true.
This, Buffy that.
No, maybe, yes.
Yeah, dude,
yes.
So way cool, dude. That's Albert, dude. So, and then this is pretty dope, too, dude. So he tweets, that Thursday again, dude. That Thursday morning, he's like, great episode, guys. My favorite so far. Laughing my fucking ass off the whole time. Awesome guest. Episode 13 rules. At for the villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Sadie. And then drops her link.
Nice.
So way cool, dude. This one is from at SmileyFaceX6. Aphrodite, Erica, also Guerra. She's like, randomly, happy belated birthday. I hope you had a good one. Just nice Twitter love I got. This one is actually pretty fucking sick now. I believe I hit you and Sadie up. But on Twitter, this is Adriana, at Adrianita underscore 228. Pandora is what she goes by on Twitter.
Okay.
And she's like, to the three of us. She tweets, you know, the three of us. She's like, guys, I love your work. Aha, Naraja. You do on the podcast. You have a new fan here. Please let me know for the next new one.
Cool.
And then, by the way, NFL talk was dope. Go Broncos. Hashtag Broncos. Hashtag Peyton Manning. Win or lose, I'm a Broncos fan.
Wow.
So pretty dope chick, dude. And it gets better, though, still.
Okay.
Dude. So she, I guess, pulls an Albert, and she twits her own commercial for us, which is pretty dope, dude. So she didn't twit any of us, I guess, you know, for the most part. But she's like, her own comment, I highly recommend this podcast channel, Comic Syndicate. They are some crazy dope guys talking about true life. Hashtag Comic Syndicate. And then I guess she tweets me her playlist. And then she's like, love it. Now this one tripped me out because the playlist of the picture she sent was, it wasn't an iTunes. It wasn't Podomatic.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, she saw our links. And she tried the Podomatic, and she has an Android phone, is what she said.
Nice.
So I guess she searched out an app that happened to have our podcast, which is
really crazy.
Yeah, dude. So I had no idea, dude. And I know I've been hearing about that, people saying, well, my phone won't pick up, you know, Podomatic, because I guess it's an Apple.
I guess that's what we put it under. There's tons of other stuff that we just don't know what everybody's listening
exactly,
to.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you guys can't hear it, let us know what
we can do.
What we can try to mm-hmm. get you guys our weekly pod.
Exactly, dude. So this one again, she's like, you know, and then I tweet you guys and I answer her back, but I you know add MM the Beaner and Sadie, and then I'm like, what the fuck, guys, like. We're on another fucking podcast.
Someone's spamming us up everywhere, bro.
Yeah, which is coming. It's cool. It's putting our podcast out there, which is fucking always sick, dude. And then she tweets again. She's like, at for the villain, at Mem the Beaner, at L underscore CD. This is the app, and then she sends it. She's like, you are a pack of crazy dudes. I love hashtag Comic Syndicate. Hilarious. And then she sends the picture of you know the app again. And I guess the name of that particular app for Android is called Beyond Pod Podcast.
Beyond Pod Podcast.
Yeah. So any Android users out there, you guys can find us now. Perhaps a little bit easier. I have an Android phone and the Podomatic sites. I'm able to check them out. But again, dude, just fucking way cool, dude. Adriana, thank you so much for hooking us up with that particular link and app. The last bit of Twitter love, my brother Ray fucking hit me up before my softball game last week, dude.
Okay.
And just cool random text, dude. And he's like, been listening to episode 12. I love you dorks. About halfway through. And then he calls me up. He didn't know I had my game. And right before my game starts, he's like, dude, when we were growing up, Adam was always over at the house. And he's like, you guys are fucking hilarious because it just reminds him, he said.
I was bugging him about Buffy too, or what?
You were bugging everyone God about
damn it,
Buffy,
dude. Fucking talking to everybody.
Oh, man. But yeah, dude, he says we're doing a good job, dude. So we're making him laugh. So if we can make you guys laugh, it is fucking awesome, dude. The last bit of Twitter love is going to go to the people that have retweeted our links. This one, I was absent from my fucking Twitter love last week. So there's going to be quick retweets. Horror. Philia. His name is Jason Lloyd. At Cole Brax. His name is James Hancock. At Captain underscore Midnight. Our boy, Adam Blackman. Brian Apodaca. You guys, he's from zombieoutlaw.com. They're going to be at the Long Beach Horror Convention November, right?
November, yeah, so in Long Beach.
So if you guys are local, definitely check him out. Check them out. They're fucking dope, dope fucking cats. This next one, Amethyst Room. She's Amethyst at Dead Men Cast, Dead Men Talking. Thanks for the retweet 2 weeks ago. And then this is last special thanks to my coworker. I failed to mention last week. A bunch of my coworkers pitched in to get me a kamikaze ticket.
Oh.
And I just off the top of my head, I'm like, sorry if there's somebody I forgot. Apparently there was somebody. Apparently I forgot.
The guys gave you the present.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. Exactly, dude. Michael Pacheco, dude, homie, dude. I do appreciate the ticket. And then Emma Watson, Sylvester, happy fucking birthday, homie. So thank you guys for always giving us good feedback and just letting us know like fucking this is kind of fucking lame, whatever, dude. So feedback's always good, man.
Cool.
All right, man. I got hit up with Kickstarter campaigns from people.
I like Kickstarter, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's really, really good for the for everything.
Yeah.
Not just comics.
Exactly. Movies, anything really. Start your own clothing line. I mean, yeah, anything really, dude. Anything you dig on. If you find enough like-minded individuals, you guys can fucking raise money to fucking start your own project, whatever it might be. So I dig, dude. I got two people hit me up in particular. Kickstarter campaign is... Monsters of MMA by Brian G. Brown. It hit him up on Twitter, dude. He's at 84% there to his goal right now. His final date is October 31st, Halloween, guys. So check it out, dude. If it sounds something cool to you, it's literally monsters fighting MMA, a future type world. But they got 5 days to go, so check that link out, Monsters of MMA.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks like they got... 920 out of 1,000.
Cool.
Oh, so they're 3 days to go though.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
So they got 34 backers. Guys, back these guys up.
Next one.
It's like $80. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, yeah. They're there, guys. So Brian, hopefully we can help out. Next one is going to be The Other Side of Horror, and this is from Haunt of Horror Press. Same thing with these guys. They're close to their goal. It's going to be a quarterly print magazine. It's going to be by Gabriel Enrique, Lowry Llanas, and I believe Gabriel Llanas as well. You can find Gabriel Llanas at Wolf Orchestra on Twitter. But it's pretty much like a horror press fanzine, I guess, dude.
Okay, cool.
So horror, anything, you know, they just want to start their own magazine, dude. So
yeah, again, I'm looking at their site right now. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, dude. So
they got a couple more days left, so...
Mm-hmm.
Guys, get on them too, man.
Yes, sweet, sweet. And then the last one is going to be I got sent a link for Truth or Dare movie, Adam. Yeah, film Truth or Dare. They're on Twitter, but Truth or Dare movie trailer. One of the girls, I guess the actress is Jessica Cameron. You can find her on Twitter at @JessicaCameron_. Cool chick. I don't know how they came across me. And, you know, they're like, check out my... a link for my trailer, and right. I jumped on, and it's kind of cool, dude. I don't know the concept of it necessarily. I guess it's Truth or Dare. They sent me some fucking gnarly fucking trailer. The first one was a bunch of people, I guess, out in the middle of nowhere, and that's where the plot I'm trying to figure out, because it looks like they're just twisted fucks, like literally truth or daring each other to do twisted fucking shit.
Really?
So I'm like, this is kind of cool. I'm intrigued. You know, do you have?
I hate that game in high school.
It could be good. Anyway,
I just didn't like playing truth or dare, but that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I am like, I'm intrigued. Do you guys have an extra clip or trailer? And Jessica got back to me and she sent me this fucking link, and I guess some guys holding a gun to people's Jesus. Head, and this guy is chewing on something. And his mouth is just bleeding. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's just like a minute of just this fucking scene. And I was tripping out. And I'm like, what the fuck is he eating? I hit her up. And I forget the other two are. I'm sorry, guys.
Wow.
But yeah, dude, I thought it was interesting. And she's like, Jessica hits me back up. She's like, he's eating glass.
Dude.
And I'm like, he kind of overacts. And then she busts my balls. She's like, how would you like it if you were eating glass, LOL? I'm like, okay, touche, you got me.
Oh, man, I don't know. Truth or dare. These guys are hardcore, because anybody tells me to chew glass, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So exactly.
I'm just going to go home.
Exactly. See, exactly. Peace out, deuces.
Plates.
Yeah, dude, no, so that's why, again, dude, I thought it was interesting. So, yeah, she actually wanted to do this show, Skype. So she asked me if I have Skype. She's like, you know, let's do an interview sometime.
Yeah, I'm down. Just let us know, and then we'll send you some of our the emails so we get through the Skype.
Yes, for sure, for sure. All right, man, that's the last of my Twitter love for the week, man. What you got going in the world, homie?
We got our NFL stuff. I think somebody went undefeated.
Holy shit, you smoked.
Well, actually, we got one more game, so.
But still, your numbers were fucking sick, dude, this week, dude.
I was like 11-0.
Is this the most you've won this week?
I'm in my other pool. I won the other pool, too.
Okay, dope.
So I won $20 from them. Hey,
fuck yeah, man.
I go break some legs for some cash.
The numbers for this one is I took 8 wins. Sadie took 6 wins. Adam fucking destroyed with 11 wins. And Sadie's absent because he didn't want to pay his monsters.
Fucking guy. He owes us 2.
He owes us 2. Yeah, I'm down with that, dude. So, okay, let's go over fucking some scores and games real quick, dude.
Cool. The Thursday game that no one watched was...
Carolina, Tampa Bay, dude.
Yeah, dude. Panthers won. That was an easy...
31-13, dude.
Easy win.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Tampa Bay has nobody, dude.
I think the game of the week, though, was Cowboys and Lions.
Beautiful. Thank you, dude. I thought it was an excellent game. It was a dream crush for fucking the Cowboys, dude. It was a really good game.
It was a dream crusher.
Set last fucking... 20 seconds or so, dude. And again, Megatron is no fucking joke. That guy's a fucking beast, Adam. And,
I mean, did they not see that he was gonna jump over? I mean, they're right on the goal line. He's not gonna spike it.
Not at all.
Come on,
it's Megatron, dude. And it was a great game, dude. Romo did not look like he was throwing as great as he could have. I guess this is the first time I've seen Dez Bryant throw a little fucking
Jesus.
Bitch fit.
Dude, he's gonna get his ass kicked by Witten, man.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
He was bitching out the offensive coordinator, I believe. Like,
then he went to Romo, bitched at him. Exactly. Then he bitched out Witten.
And then he bitched out
the fucking guy that sells popcorn, bitched him out. Just bitching out everybody, dude.
It was just you pretty much, dude. God. So, again, I agree. Game of the week, dude. So, what else you got, man?
Browns and Chiefs. My Chiefs are going strong. Mm. I'm picking these guys every week and winning.
You know,
they are strong.
This one, though, I didn't see this game that close. 17 Cleveland, 23 Kansas City, though, dude. It was a lot closer than I thought it'd be. Cleveland is kind of up in the air anyways, but Kansas City, I mean, they're on a fucking roll.
Dude, they're going to go 18-0, and I just jinxed them, but it's okay. They're going to lose every game after this.
They have a bye, and then they play fucking Denver right after their bye. So at least they have
some 2 weeks. That's going to be the game.
2 weeks, yeah, dude. So keep on going. Ooh, you guys almost got dream crushed. Did you see the game?
I almost got dream. They went by 10.
You guys were down by 10.
I know. That's Brady was just getting in his groove.
Oh man, dude.
He likes to get people on, you know, on their seats.
Touché, man.
So Dolphins died.
Mm-hmm.
My Patriots came on top.
Tuna fish.
Tuna. Brady was eating tuna all day. I wish I could have seen our boy. Andrew.
No shit, huh?
That would have been cool.
Yeah, dude. So, it was... Of the two games, the two morning games, the Dallas game took it over this one. It wasn't worth switching back.
No, it wasn't. But it was... It's a good win.
Good job to your boys, for sure, dude.
We got Bills and Saints. Damn, dude. Breeze is just a beast, bro. Yeah. We got 5 touchdowns.
Oh, yes, dude.
God. Huge.
17-35, New Orleans again, man. Fucking, they were off the bye after a loss anyway. So they were due for... A stomping to
yeah, I think this is the game that won me in my other league, the Giants and Eagles.
Yes, dude.
I went Giants and everybody was going Eagles.
I went Giants too, dude. Yeah. I mean, Philadelphia. I mean, Vic started and he got hurt. Fucking first play.
Usual.
Wouldn't be a
typical Jesus.
Oh my gosh, dude. I didn't see the game, dude. But 15-7. It didn't look like it was a pretty one because I believe Giants fucking just did nothing but fucking punts, right?
Eli didn't throw any touchdowns.
No touchdowns whatsoever, dude. No.
So that's what? That's 5 field goals?
That's just, yeah, dude.
Damn. Niners and Jags. Poor Jags. They just.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Let's talk about this one real quick. Because I have Kaepernick for 2 of my leagues. I started him both of them, dude. He scored me 29 points.
That's pretty good.
Now, he had 2 rushing touchdowns himself. Frank Gore, I believe, had 2 rushing touchdowns as well.
Slow as. Gore, yeah.
I like him, dude.
He's good. He's good.
And Vernon Davis actually had a touchdown as well.
Tight end, right?
Yeah.
Fucking great. Finally doing something.
Yeah, well, they needed this win, dude. Kaepernick needs to break out of that. Like, he needs to get back in it, dude. Because,
man.
Yeah, I think a lot of defenses have figured him out, dude. So,
We'll see. I think Niners need to go back to Alex Smith. Ooh. That's for Sergio right there, buddy. You're listening,
Sergio. What's up, homie? Keep on going, man.
We got Jets and Bengals. Damn.
Okay, this was a raping, dude.
Wow.
Jets 9.
No Cincinnati lube.
49.
No dude. Lube.
Did you see this game by
chance? No, I knew Jets, because they just suck. I watched it. I was just terrible. I didn't watch it.
Their defense is actually good. I know Cincinnati, I'm always talking about how great their defense is this season. But they got the job fucking done, dude. So good job to them, man.
Oh, your boys.
Ooh, did you see this game?
I saw a little bit of it.
Oh, my God. Horrible.
God dang.
Dude, this was depressing, dude. Okay, give the score first. 18-21. Raiders, we went down to. Now, I went to Dave & Buster's with my homie Alex Romo. Fucking thanks for fucking chilling, homie. So we get to the fucking Dave & Buster's. The Dallas game is still going on. Fucking NIC, fucking my phone goes off.
The game barely started.
7-0. Oh, dude.
The guy fucking ran it all the way in.
Oh, my God.
I was like, who the fuck is that
quarterback
guy?
Quarterback from fucking Raiders fucking ran a 93 or 94 fucking run, dude.
He beat Bo Jackson's record,
yes. So after that, we lost. We didn't have any offensive linemen. We got one new offensive lineman. Three of them got hurt, dude, this fucking game.
Jesus.
So it was just an asshole. Everything that could have gone wrong for us went wrong. The score on paper, 18-21, we lost. It wasn't that fucking close. We got fucking... Raiders were looking good defensively. I don't like them. They beat us up fucking pretty good.
They picked
you guys
bad. I picked up Bell.
Yes. He didn't do that great.
He got a touchdown. So,
that's 10 points. Okay, that'll take 10 points for sure, dude.
Roethlisberger, man. 29 out of 45.
He passing Jenna. Oh. Yeah, he... again, dude, I don't know what the fuck. It's going to be a long fucking season, dude. So, continue, my friend.
Redskins and Broncos.
Another ass whooping, dude, it looks like, right?
Manny's just pissed from last week. Just tore it up.
Just about, dude. 21-45, Denver, dude.
4 TDs, Manny.
That guy's a fucking beast, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be some good times with Manny.
And then we're just about fucking second half of the season, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now it's going to be... I mean, a lot of divisions are really close, dude.
Falcons and Cardinals. Cardinals, I've been going with Cardinals a lot, too.
Yeah, dude.
They're doing pretty well.
I did not see this game. Sadie and I went fucking Atlanta 13 to Arizona 27. Did you catch this game by chance?
I caught a little bit of it.
So did I, dude. I kept looking back, but because I needed to watch something else besides my Steelers get beat up. But yeah, dude, go for it, man.
Packs and Vikings. Packers took it.
Yes, dude. What was the final score on that one?
That was 44-31.
That's kind of close.
It's kind of close. Vikings were doing pretty good. Peterson finally decided to make a touchdown this week.
Good. How many yards did he run for?
60 yards.
Well, he got a touchdown, so I mean, that's
60 yards, though, Peterson?
I know, he's an amazing.
I know, glad I didn't get him, though. Right? Because, you know, everybody's pissed.
Oh, everyone, dude.
And a funny story, because, like, I was doing my fantasy league at work.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, shit, there's a lot of teams that are on bye week.
Yeah. Oh, there were, like, 6 teams, right?
So I go on and half my fucking team's on bye week.
No way.
So I'm like, oh, shit, I got, like, 3 minutes, dude. Start getting random people.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
I got my ass beat this week, but it's okay.
That's funny you mentioned that, because I had... Yeah, same thing, dude. Half my fucking bench was fucking... had a bye week. And on top of that, every extra guy I was trying to get... injury reserve
for this season.
It's like, holy, who the fuck am I supposed
to
pick up?
Yeah, I think next week. Oh, did they show up next week?
We got buys, right? Do you have a list of the buys?
when we do, we'll do week 9 right now.
Okay, actually, that sounds pretty fucking dope. Let me get my paperwork out so we can rock this up.
We'll do R2s and then we'll get Sadie's later in the week.
Actually, yeah, that sounds good, dude.
Whenever he decides to
hit us up.
Show up.
Nice, man. All right, start it up.
Okay, Thursday. This might be a pretty good game. Bengals and Dolphins.
On paper, this sounds fucking dope. I'm going Bengals.
Me too.
All right, cool.
We got Chiefs and Bills. I'm going to go, you know me, I'm going to go
Sweet
Chiefs.
Bit, yeah.
Ooh, Vikings and Cowboys.
Now, just due to how well Vikings did last week and Cowboys, it was a dream crush game. Damn. They got to put on their big boy fucking PJs, panties, whatever.
Dude. He has to finish.
Yeah, it's true.
Romo cannot finish.
Dude, and he started off too field. Good, dude. Well, you call it, man. I'm going Cowboys.
Ooh. I'm gonna go Vikings. Just because they've been getting dream crushed every week by shitty teams.
By shitty teams, yeah, yeah. It seems like
they do. Titans and Rams.
Oh,
I'm going Rams.
You know.
They're tied, 2-3-4.
Titans, Rams. It's home. That is true. And that's not home. Oh, I hate the Rams. They're on their third quarterback, right? Third string quarterback.
Shit, I don't even know. Yeah, I think so. I don't even know.
You know what, dude? I don't either, dude. You know what? Just to mix it up, dude, I will go fucking Titans on that, man.
I'm going to lose that one. Drew Brees is going to destroy Jets.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Let's sweep that one for sure, yeah, dude. Yeah, Brees is... Second half of the season, he wakes up, dude.
Chargers and Redskins.
Chargers and Redskins. I hate the Chargers.
RG3's out, right?
Yeah, he is, actually. I forgot about that, dude.
But I know the reserve's pretty good.
Hmm. All right, man. I think I'm going to go Chargers, dude.
I'll go Chargers, too. All right,
we'll sweep it.
Falcons and Panthers.
They both suck. Yeah. Actually, Carolina's... I like fucking...
I'll go Carolina.
Yeah, let's sweep that one, dude. Oh, Falcons, dude. Yeah, let's sweep that, dude.
Okay, now, this is Eagles and Raiders, and Sadie's fucking Eagles.
Against the Raiders, dude. Now, I can't talk shit on the Raiders. I can't talk shit on a lot of teams, personally, dude. The way Raiders beat us up, dude. Oh, fucking A, dude. Oh, you take this one.
I'm going to go Raiders.
Raiders, yeah, fucking shit. Let's sweep it, dude. Yeah, unfortunately.
Buccaneers and Seahawks. Oh, Jesus.
Sweep it. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
This is going to be another just raping, dude. Like,
bad.
Poor Tampa Bay just sucks balls, dude.
Ravens and Browns. This could be a good game.
I think so. I think so. It's going to be a divisional game, and... I know, I hate Flacco. I'm gonna go fucking Ravens.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Browns.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Mix it up.
I like that.
Steelers and Patriots. You know, I'm gonna go Pats. It's gonna be good. Patriots taking out everyone.
Oh my gosh, dude. You know what? It's Steelers. I'll go Steelers, dude.
Let's see the Colts in Texas game.
Andrew Luck's fucking been
yeah,
mowing teams down. Steelers. We will sweep that one.
The Monday night game is Bears and Packers. It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be good, I think, dude. Again, the Packers and fucking what's their team? Or last week, their game was fucking close. So I think we're probably going to sweep Packers, right?
I might go Bears.
How do you feel about them, dude? Like, they start off, they normally have a solid defense, and it kind of just seems like their defense is not playing up to par.
They were off last week, so I think they're going to come in a little strong.
All right. I'll go Packers on that one, dude. You want to go Bears?
I'll go Bears.
Dope, dude. All right, we'll hit up Stevie and fucking see what his picks look like, dude, and so he can dodge us on another monster.
Bye weeks, guys. Ooh, there you go. For your fantasy, Denver, Detroit, New York Giants, okay. Arizona, San Francisco, and no one cares about Jacksonville. Actually, I have one player short.
Oh, not doing so hot now, dude. Nah. Yeah, no, it's that one of those seasons, dude. I don't know. A lot of injuries and a lot of players not playing up to par, dude. I don't fucking get it. But it's been a good season so far, dude.
Yeah, it's been exciting. So, looks like we're done with the NFL talk.
Awesome, man. All right, man.
Just got a tweet real quick.
Yeah.
Our boy Sergio, good nice. Podcast. Next week, I want in. Well, you know, Sergio, we're just going to have to check our schedules. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute.
We don't know if we can schedule you in, Sergio.
He did
know.
Let us. It's mic. His mic, dude. Never mind. You're in, bro.
My bad. No, definitely, Sergio. Actually, you're always more than welcome on the show, homie. So, yes, dude. If you can't sit in with us, definitely Skype you in, homie. We need some love, dude.
Alrighty. Let's see. What do you want
to
do?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I just got an email from Jessica Cameron from Truth or Dare movie. You know, we're just hitting up. I gave her my personal information. She's like, how do you want to work this out? So I shot her. She left me her email. Shot her an email, I want to say last night or today. And she just got back to me, you know, hi, sadly I can't do tonight. How about either of the last two Mondays in November look? Please email with questions. I hope you have a great day. Sincerely, Jessica Cameron. So she's the actress on there, dude.
Cool.
So yeah, dude, hopefully we can talk
last some... 2 weeks in November. Yeah, we got some guys lined up.
Oh, yes,
hopefully,
dude.
Hopefully we can get them through.
Yes, that's pretty dope. Actually, the whole Skype thing is looking pretty good so far, man. So, all right, man. Fuck, you got anything going on in the world, homie?
I was gonna check out some comic talk.
Oh yeah, let's go for it.
Before we do our articles, let's see here. You guys wonder where I get my facts? I go to IGN.com.
Yeah, still
they're really pretty good. Just real quickly, I'm just gonna go through some of the stuff they got. Did you hear about the? We got a new Justice League cartoon movie coming out.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So this is gonna—it's called War, and this is gonna be the new 52.
Really? That's gonna
one through six of Justice League, really? Which is I'm really excited because it's different, totally different.
And the DC movies, they're just so
good, yeah. Man. So that looks good. That's coming out.
When is that drop, dude? Does it have a date?
It didn't have a date for me, but it says they're almost done with it.
If it's reflective of the new 52, I'm definitely on board with that one, dude.
Yeah, cool. Grant Morrison's finally coming out with a DC book, 1 million, and I'm looking at the picture of it, and it looks like the Justice League, but a different maybe Earth 10. I don't know how that works.
Just about.
I don't know how that works.
Earth 10. Just about, dude.
I was listening to Comic Talk, and they were talking about how I think your boy Higgins is off. He's off
Nightwing now, dude. And I believe his run's going to end on number 24, 25. Actually, his arc's just about done. Nightwing Annual number 1 comes out.
Oh, yeah, this week. I might buy that one.
Yeah.
I'll read it, but I might actually buy it.
Let's fucking review that one, dude. Okay. Yeah, James Tynion IV, who does Talon, is actually going to take over now.
Yeah.
Which I'm curious about.
I dig him. He just does a lot of writing in the book.
Yeah. Talon, I over Talon, almost picked it up the last one this past week. But I love Kyle Higgins, dude. But yeah, good luck to his next...
Does he know, dude?
I think he's going to do another Batman, I believe.
Because I know they're switching everything up at DC.
Yeah, they always do.
They do that. Let's see what else I got. Two more villains in Amazing Spider-Man 2. What are you maybe they're saying?
Ejula, dude, if they're gonna
that's fucking too many.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. That's so true, man. Excellent call. Okay, you said it right there in a nutshell, man. What bullshit characters? Because Electro and Rhino are gonna be in this one already, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's
so there's gonna be four villains.
Two more villains. Holy shit.
Does it say... Is it,
oh, two that, more villains in Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, so we know for sure it's Rhino and...
Electro.
Fox.
Jamie Foxx. Yeah, dude. I don't know about that, dude. Have you seen the picture of Jamie Foxx? The avatar looking...
Yeah, he does. I think the Rhino looks better. I don't know.
I haven't seen the Rhino. It looks pretty dope.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Okay. You mentioned it, though, dude. Too many, dude. I mean, I don't know, dude.
I'm not on for that.
Yeah, I'm down with that, dude. I'll back you up.
Let's see what else we got. That's it for comics. Let's see what they got on TV before we go into our articles.
Oh yeah, take your time, dude. I'm trying to think TV wise. Person of Interest started a few weeks ago. I love that show.
Oh, that show is so good.
Yeah,
I like that actor, dude.
Yeah, like, Jim Caviezel, dude, is like just fucking dope, dude.
Just the way his like his swag, like,
his demeanor, right? Like, you're right, his swag.
He's just like he's cool,
calm, cool, collected,
and he just fucks people up.
Oh, he's a badass.
What about
dude?
The chick?
I love. Okay, I dig
her. Ex partner, right?
Sarah. Okay, she's okay. All the females he's interacted with.
He sleeps with.
It kind of seems like it, right, dude? The reporter broad.
Who, oh, the redhead.
I like her a lot, she's cool. Dude. The younger one, Sarah Asahi, I believe, is just a hottie, dude. And she's like him. She's a badass, dude.
Right.
I'm digging the character play between all of them, dude. It's written nicely, and it's just action-packed. I dig. He's like fucking Batman, dude.
Just the way, I don't know, even the dog's cool.
Even the dog's fucking pimp. Like, no, dude.
The cripple guy, he's cool too.
He's motherfucking badass, dude.
So it's a really great show. If you haven't watched it,
jump on.
I would watch the first season.
Yes,
because the second season's kind of, it goes into everything. Like the detectives, really great show.
Oh, yeah. Good call, man. Good call. What else you got?
We got, let me see here. You know, I was watching Supernatural. I don't know if you ever watched that show.
Supernatural. That's a WB show, or what?
Yeah,
is that?
I like them, but they're just... They need to stop making them. The storyline just sucks. So...
It's pretty popular, though, right?
It is. Okay. So, you know, you guys, why don't you guys tweet us sometime what you guys like to watch?
Oh, good call, Adam.
Maybe we can make fun of it. Just kidding.
Actually, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Especially if it sucks, we'll let you know.
There's a Dracula movie, TV show from CBS. I haven't watched it yet.
What's it called?
It's called just Dracula.
My bad. Okay, what is it called? Dumbass I am. All right.
Just 6.9.
Yeah.
I try to waste my time on 8 points.
Is it modern day?
It's a modern day one. I think it is. I don't know. Walking Dead got an 8.8.
Okay. I gotta fucking start fucking watching those, dude. They're just
I watched last episode. It was good.
Nice, okay.
Arrow's always good. If you guys are not watching Arrow, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, dude, I still gotta jump on board that one, Adam.
The first 10, kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First season, but... like, fuck!
This one's second or third season, by
chance? The second season. Okay. I think we talked last week.
Yeah,
where they brought in Black Canary.
Black Canary, yes.
I thought it was Nightwing.
Oh,
because sometimes they mix the characters up, like chicks being the dude.
This is very true, yes.
So she comes out with his pole.
Nice, dude.
Beats the shit out of these guys and then breaks it, the pole goes in half.
Okay.
And then she uses just like Nightwing.
You hit me up about that. Yeah, dude. I wish I would have fucking caught that one, dude. Way pimp, man. All right, go for it. What else you got, man?
I think that's all I got for right now. What are we going to... let's go ahead and jump into some articles.
Yeah, dude. I have a fucking grip load, dude. We got a lot of Jesus shit list, dude.
Oh, man.
We got a lot of everything, dude. All right, let's go into some mental floss stuff, dude. 13 disturbing news stories you probably missed. And again, I got this off of Mental Floss online. One of the biggest stories of 2002 has been the so-called Miami zombie attack, where one man theorized to be on bath salts. Bath salts. You've heard about bath salts.
Bath salts. Right? What's going on here?
Now, it's not actual bath salt. Like, you know, it's a new form of fucking drug people are fucking taking.
Really?
Yeah, dude. And I guess you just fucking trip mad fucking balls, dude. So anyway, it's theorized to be on bath salts, attacked a homeless man and gnawed on his face.
Oh, this kind of... I heard about this guy. Yeah, he's totally... He started eating them.
Yeah, yeah. And I've heard several stories like this. People who do bath salts, like, for some reason, it makes people want to fucking bite other people.
Jesus.
Or bite people's faces off. I don't fucking get it. Anyways. So anyways, that was a quick one, dude. Macrobur Black Market. In Thailand, a British citizen, Chow Hock Kuan, was caught attempting to smuggle something very horrifying into Taiwan. 6 dried human fetuses covered in gold leaf tattoos and spiritual adornments.
The hell?
Yeah.
So he was trying to bring in some...
fetuses. Quinn brought the fetuses from a reseller. Oh, who the fucking sells fetuses, though?
Like, shit, right?
Oh, fetuses, baby.
Oh, babies. Yeah.
If you're a doctor, like... moral ethics, right? Then there's a moral code. Oh,
yeah, there's some experiments, dude. What's going on here?
We'll trip out on this, dude. Intended to turn them over for profit in Taiwan, where the corpses created in a black magic spiritual ritual.
Oh, Jesus.
Spirit ritual are thought by some to bring good luck. Because of this, a black market has developed, or was developed for them.
So was the guy kicking an abortion clinic in the back, or what?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, how do you... fucking put an ad out. I'm looking for fetuses. I need to perform this ritual. I mean, Craigslist. Like, oh,
now these fetuses are dead.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. So like, in his backpack, he has a couple babies.
Yeah, trying to smuggle them in. Like, Jeez. Don't mind me. Check my bags. Oh, dude.
Wow. All
right, here's another one. Number 2, not your grandma's finger sandwich. Ryan Hart. Ryan Hart, a 14-year-old boy from Michigan, lived out a real-life urban legend when he found a severed finger in his Arby's roast beef sandwich.
No.
I'm not a big Arby's fan, dude. I'm definitely not a big
Arby's
fan.
Well, I did like Arby's, too. You fucking told me I'm fine. Someone's dumb.
Okay, before I continue. That's horrible. Yeah.
But the meat's so lean.
Yeah, so
some giant fucking guy's finger, sausage finger. What the fuck?
Now, okay, would you rather find it after the first bite, or would you rather have, like, a majority of the burger, then have the last bite be like a finger.
Fucking nails coming out. That's sick, what dude. The fudge? Oh, I think I don't know about that one, bro.
Yeah, dude. So reportedly, Hart had nearly finished. Oh, there you go. Nearly finished the sandwich when he tasted something rubbery, quote unquote, and spat out a partial human finger. According to the restaurant, a female employee had cut off her finger while slicing roast beef and neglected to immediately tell anyone.
Why are you bleeding?
nobody caught
let
it.
Let me finish this meat. I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, no joke. So,
put it in this.
Oh my God. I don't fucking know. Dude.
That's Arby's, buddy.
Oh man. Number three, the family cook, the Los Angeles restaurant chef, currently on trial for his wife's murder, admitted to police in a taped interview that he had not only killed her but also disposed of her body in a very gruesome manner.
Okay.
On the tape played for jurors, Dave Vines told police that the reason they had been unable to find his wife's remains was because he had boiled her corpse in a 55-gallon drum of water, leaving only her skull behind.
55 gallons? That sounds like a lot, like a big fucking pot.
Yeah, just about, dude.
Like, who has these cauldrons?
He murders his wife, and then he boils her. We haven't even got to do the shit list, but he's...
That guy's pretty close.
He's a nominee, man.
You didn't cook me a sandwich. You're going in the tank.
Oh, shit.
You're not coming out.
Yeah, I do. Shit, dude. All right. Dude. Number four, death at a funeral. A two-year-old boy who tragically succumbed to pneumonia in Belém, Brazil, terrified his family when 1 hour before his funeral, he sat up and he asked his father for a glass of water. Now, it's Thailand, so maybe that's why they don't fuck it. They don't check your vitals.
So he's in the casket.
Yeah.
Everybody's throwing flowers, giving him little kisses.
Yeah, just about.
And he's like, where's my fucking water?
Exactly, dude. He sits up. And now again, dude.
Where are my fetuses?
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, the boy who had been dead since the day before hadn't shown any other signs of life during his wake or funeral preparations. Sadly, when the boy laid back down again, the family was unable to rouse him a second time. So medical officials had to declare him dead once again.
So that was his, like, he needed his last drink of water before
apparently,
passing.
Dude, they were unable to explain his mysterious reanimation, and the child was buried later that
evening. Damn.
I don't know how the fuck that happens, dude. It's just random, like...
Some weird shit. This Halloween shit, man.
Yes, I don't like this kind of stuff. All right, special delivery number five. Ottawa, Canada. Police were baffled when a human foot was delivered to the Conservative Party headquarters in a blood-splattered package.
Was it Arby's?
the rest of the fucking fries. Weirder still, a few hours later, a severed hand was found in a similar container at a mail sorting facility, though its destination was never officially stated.
So his body parts going everywhere.
Yeah, and it's like you mentioned, if that weren't enough, however, Montreal police also reported that a strange case of a human remains, literally a suitcase containing a human torso, was found outside an apartment building the same day. Although a connection between the three parts was suspected, no official link has been acknowledged.
What the fuck, bro?
This is...
connect the body parts.
It's Canadians, eh? So you wouldn't think them to be Cocoa Puffs like this, dude. But that's pretty gnarly,
fucking
right?
Dig a hole and bury him. Come on.
Well, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Anyways, dude, I'm sorry, dude. Number six, night school. A literacy teacher in St. Petersburg, Florida, was jailed after she caught... We're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
She was caught encouraging teenagers to cut and burn themselves. A literacy teacher, Adam, in Florida, man. She's encouraging these kids to cut and burn themselves as a part of a nighttime exorcism ritual conducted at the St. Petersburg Pier.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh, dude. According to police, the teacher instructed the students to cut themselves to drive demons out of their bodies and then to cauterize wounds. Yeah. Crazy fucking people out in the world, dude.
I don't even think I want to make fun of it. Keep going.
And then to cauterize wounds using heated keys or even perfume as a makeshift fuel to keep them from returning. The true motive behind the ritual is unknown.
She a witch or?
It kind of sounds like it though, right?
Fucking pencils to the arm.
Yeah, cut yourself and then fucking light a fucking key.
Damn.
Fucking
you think the kids would fucking scream or something?
Yeah, dude. Or just tell somebody like, I think our teacher's kind of crazy.
Why do you have all these burn marks over your face? That was our project, mommy.
Yeah, no shit, dude. All right, number seven, equine attacks. Equine's our horses. Throughout 2012, a series of bizarre horse murders have been occurring in the English countryside.
I hate horses.
Do you really? How do you hate horses?
You see, those guys are shit. I mean, I go to Disney all the time. Yeah. Like, girl, those things are shit everywhere. Like, and they're like monster shits.
Yeah, like, that's very true. That's the only reason you hate them.
And they're like big, and they have like big fucking eyes. I don't like them.
You ever ridden a horse, dude?
No, but I do like this article, though.
Okay. This is our, and his name was Adam Garza. Oh, let me finish this, and you're going to love this even more. In January, a 2-year-old stallion was found dead with his eyes, teeth, and genitals mutilated.
Gee, okay.
That's why. Months later in May, a pregnant mare was also found mutilated after being attacked with a blunt object. Man, who the fuck does
so
this?
So he got confused from the mare looking like a horse. Killed him.
Okay.
What's up with all these murders, bro? What's like going on?
Horse murders now.
God. Heard.
Now, again, dude, she died after giving birth to the stillborn foal. I guess that's what they're called, the babies. Finally, a few days after, a third case was found beheaded on a beach, marked with a cross, topped with the gulls.
Jesus.
Sorry about that. No link has been made between the three cases. The locals in each instance claim that black magic or Satanism is somehow involved.
So, I thought you killed humans or cats. You know, you leave horses alone for Satan stuff.
I've never heard of people killing horses. Like, I didn't know it was a thing. Like, and then the whole Satanism ritual, perhaps. I don't know, man.
Where is that?
That one was in, I'm sorry, dude. That is English countryside. So, yeah, it doesn't say whereabouts, dude, but still.
Don't surprise me, man.
Number 8, neighborhood hotspot. If asked to list places in the world that might have secret nuclear reactors holding weapons-grade uranium, you'd probably name countries like North Korea or Iran.
Santa Ana, dude.
It's got its bad spots. But one place you'd be neglecting, however, is the Eastman Kodak plant in Rochester, New York. Didn't know that.
So there's the Kodak Center?
A nuclear power plant there, nice. Apparently, dude. Up until 2007, when it was decommissioned, Kodak operated the reactor for research purposes. And while they didn't necessarily cover it up, it was on record with the federal government. They weren't public about it either. Local and state governments were unaware that the reactor existed. And so it came out after the company went bankrupt in early 2012.
So when they're trying to sell the place, oh, by the way, we got fucking missiles.
By the way, yeah, dude. Number 9, ritual of horror. What's up with these fucking articles, right, dude? An apparent drug-fueled ritual in Mexico ended with a 5-year-old boy's severely wounded. According to authorities, the participants held the ceremony because they believed that a large earthquake would soon bring about the end of the world. After ingesting unspecified drugs and reciting in a group prayer, the boy's own mother gouging her son's eyes out at the climax of the ritual. In the end, I'm sorry, 8 people were arrested by police.
Who the fuck are these people?
Dude, right?
What is going on here?
A lot of these, for some reason, were like...
Okay. I'm still mad about the Arby's, though. Fuck that. Oh, wait, no, I'm mad about the kid, too.
Remember the kid, too. But,
fuck that.
Fuck Arby's, dude.
Jesus.
Now, this
Christ.
One tripped me out. Like, if none of these have been crazy, right? Number 10, take that, officers.
Uh-oh.
In Hackensack, New Jersey. Big time. New Jersey police were called to the home of a man threatening himself with a knife. When they arrived, they found Wayne Carter, a mentally ill man who had been unable to receive proper treatment and that was living in a room in his brother's home.
Okay.
So they got a call. All right, this motherfucker has a knife. He's going to do something crazy. They get there. When police attempted to subdue Carter, he horrifyingly cut open his own abdomen and began throwing his intestines and hunks of skin at the officers.
Wow.
Saying that he was going to die today and going to heaven, quote-unquote, despite his self-inflicted partial disembowelment.
You know what, survived. Coppers?
I'll show you,
motherfucker. Take some fucking intestines to the face.
Oh, man, okay.
You know what I ate today?
Death.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Okay, dude.
Fuck, bro. He has to, like into his stomach and slice.
Yes. Okay. Mentally unstable. That's still...
Apparently.
Just a tad, right?
And Jesus.
Cut himself open. And again, like you mentioned, dude.
Just throwing everything. This. You want a liver? Oh, okay, take this liver to the face.
Dude, so, okay.
He's dead, right? He died.
Yeah, actually, no. We lived, dude. Let me see. Despite a self-inflicted partial disembowelment, Carter survived. So, All right, man. That was just fucking fucked up news, dude. I have Jesus shit list. You got anything else, man? We got a lot of Jesus shit list, unfortunately, dude.
Yeah, man. We got about 10 more minutes to go for it, bro.
Okay, sweet, dude.
So just to let everybody know, we're gonna be we're doing a little different today.
Yeah,
we're just gonna do articles, and then next week we will go back into our
normal routine. Yeah, dude.
And stuff. So
okay, cool. Let's do it then, dude. I'm gonna give one Jesus shit list. Normally we have it women being the antagonizers of the Jesus shit list.
I got in trouble last week with the women. Yeah. Actually, woman.
I was going to ask like about that, dude. Feedback was less than good, I take it.
I know
what was said, man.
It was good stuff. I mean,
I had a bunch of girls tell me they liked the men and women fucking.
It was good. Right? My girlfriend heard it. She was.
Okay,
you know, simple
facts. These facts are going to be good. The sandwiches and cleaning up. You guys are horrible drivers and all that, dude.
Oh.
Anyways, all right. Jesus shit. Yemen girl, 15, burned to death by father.
Oh, come on.
That's Jesus shit list already, dude. A 15-year-old Yemen girl was burned to death by her father for communicating with her fiancé, quote-unquote, according to Yemen's interior ministry. The father of 35-year-old man was arrested Tuesday in a village in Taiz province. The statement did not clarify when the girl was killed. So homegirl's 15, of course, they do the prearranged marriages out there, and just for communicating with the guy she's gonna marry, her dad.
Fucking. So her dad set up the wedding though, right?
Just about.
Like, you, I'm not even.
yeah, dude. So that's Jesus.
She comes home, Facebook, gasoline. That's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
Who fucking texted you? I'm gonna burn you to death for that. Okay, dude. This is gonna be a quick article, dude. This is another Jesus shit. Let's do toddler loan auction. Nah, dude. Let's not do that one. Sorry about that, guys. All right, dude. Here we go, dude. 10-year-old boy. Poor kid, dude. 10-year-old boy recovering after his hand was cut off with a meat cleaver and boiled. What's up with this fucking boiling shit, dude? 10-year-old boy is recovering in hospital after his mother's boyfriend chopped off his hand with a meat cleaver and threw it in a pan of boiling water in a fit of rage.
What the fuck, bro?
He's on Jesus shit list anyways, dude. This is one quick paragraph. It is alleged that Cheng Sun beat Zhao Zhun with a stick before grabbing the cleaver.
Is Asian people cooking people?
Dude, right? Not to say anything about Asian people.
No, I mean, but just yeah, all these, right, these Asian names.
It seems it's all over the place, dude. Unfortunately, dude. It is alleged that Cheng Sun beat Zhang with a stick before grabbing the cleaver and hacking off his right hand in attack in Shiying in the Liaoning province of China.
Jesus.
Now, in a cruel twist of fate, Sun threw the boy's hand to a pan of boiling water to reduce the chances of reattachment. Wow. Then called the police to dog himself in. So, okay, he it wasn't even fucking. He chops his hand off and then he boils his hand.
So they can't even reattach it.
Yeah.
So, you know what, man? This guy. They'll take care of him in jail, man.
Yeah, the feud was apparently due to financial crisis within the family, and Jun's mother was visiting the family at the time of the attack, hoping to secure extra finances to buy a new home. So that's pretty much what it is, dude. I mean,
was it stepfather or was it real father?
That's a great question, I believe, dude.
I think he said stepfather.
It was stepfather, yes, dude.
You know, guys, you can't leave your kid. You know, you gotta really pay. Women, you need to really pay attention to the guys you leave your kids with.
Yeah, I totally agree, dude. So that's another Jesus shit list, dude. Poor kid. He's looking better now, dude. All right. Let's go now. I have some funny and odd facts about men and women again, guys.
Oh, I like this part.
All right, guys. So this one I got from from Plus Brain Power. Now this one's called "What Are the Crappiest Facts About Being a Man?"
Oh, man.
All right. Men are interesting. Oh, it says, not all it's cracked up to be. And then it says, men are interesting creatures, and they really do get the good side of the deal on a lot of things. They can't get pregnant.
Nice.
They don't have periods.
Yes.
They get paid for.
So this is why I'm a man. I mean, I tell my girlfriend this every day. I'm like, high five. No high five back.
Nice. Oh, shit. But not everything about being a man is all fun and games. And now this is pretty interesting. What are the crappiest facts about being a man? The O face, number one.
My O exactly. Face.
Men be able to achieve orgasm faster than most women can, but that doesn't mean they have their better experience in bed. The male orgasm lasts 6 seconds on average, while the female orgasm lasts for 23 seconds.
Whoa. I'm talking to Jesus about this.
Here's another one, dude. Suicidal tendencies. So let me know what you think, dude. When it comes to suicide, men around the world are most likely to take their own life than women. The rates do vary in some countries. In most countries, men are more than twice as likely to commit suicide.
I believe it.
Yeah, right? In Russia and Brazil, rates are 6 times as high for men as they are for women.
Is it like 90% married men commit suicide? Or yeah. Men with like eight
that's
kids?
Funny you mention it because that's what I was thinking, right? Fucking like, I mean...
How deep is the water?
Dude. All right.
Jump in.
Next one. Wet dreams. Number four. According to according to sex researcher Alfred Kinsley, 84% of men will have a wet dream at some point in their life, while both boys and girls have wet dreams, particularly as children. For men, it is noticeable and can be a mortifying experience. Well, you wake up with a heart on that, I mean, yeah. Dude. And then on top of that, you got jizz all over
jizz and other... wet things.
And it is because most of the girls' sexual processes take place out of sight. The situation is far less embarrassing for them. So, I mean, they just get wet panties. We wake
it's
up
worse, with their dude. I gotta change my underwear now.
Exactly.
God damn it.
Next one, poor babies. Not only are men more likely to die younger than women in general, but they have a higher infant mortality rate, even though there are 107 boys born for every 100 girls. The little guys are 25% more likely to die before they become toddlers.
Damn.
Interesting fact, right? And it says actually a very sad fact.
That sucks.
Which I totally agree to. Like, so just men facts, ladies. Criminal records. If you thought that men were more likely to commit crimes and abuse substances than women, you were right on the money. Men are 3 times as likely to abuse alcohol, twice as likely to abuse drugs like cocaine and marijuana, 10 times as likely to commit murder. Ironically enough, though, there are also more likely to be victims of crime. Really?
I want to say
that one. I didn't kind of threw me off, right?
Criminals.
Definitely criminals. I can get that, drugs. But they're more likely to be victims of a crime too. So.
Well,
actually, no. That makes perfect sense.
The first part I can see with go back to marriage.
Men are 10 times more likely than women to be murdered, and both male and female criminals are more likely to target men. Interesting, huh? All right. The odds are not in their favor. Well, thanks, buddy, for letting us know. Disorderly majority. When it comes to autism and attention deficit disorders, boys make up the majority of those diagnosed. Boys are 3 to 4 times more likely to be diagnosed with autism. I didn't know there was a statistic for men over women.
Whenever you hear autism, you always see a little boy. Though. I never really see that many. Like, I worked with kids for a while.
That's very true, dude. Okay.
I never really noticed little girls having it, but more boys. I don't know. I guess it is right. Cause
I guess that's a good point, man. 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. What? Did someone say something? It's a bad joke. Death becomes them. You may already know that men have a shorter life expectancy than women. 64.52 years versus women at 68.76 years. Jeez. But did you also know that men have higher death rates in all 15 of the leading causes of death, except Alzheimer's, and make up 94% of all on-the-job deaths in the United States? I kind of say that one because men are more likely to be construction workers or
working
dangerous
jobs,
right?
Cops.
Yes, cops. I mean, well, granted, there are women on the police force and shit like that, but it's more men. I mean, firefighters,
skydivers,
window washers. I mean, serious shit, right? Men in education. Boys in their teens are 4 times more likely to drop out of school.
Yes.
And over 75, And over 75% of the kids in special education programs in the United States are boys.
Really? 75%? Fucking red bus? 75% of the bus on the red bus?
The little short bus. Yeah, dude. That one I didn't know. Interesting fact. So the last one's going to be only the lonely. Older men are more likely to fall victim to loneliness than women. And because they avoid reaching out for help, it can have an adverse effect on their mental health. So that's kind of true. I mean, I don't want to say all machismo or anything like that, but it's true. Men don't want to or would ask for help in a situation like
that. No, I mean, that's just being macho.
Yeah, pretty much. So how would you like those man facts?
I agree with most of them.
Yeah,
they were pretty good stuff.
I thought those were interesting worth sharing, dude. So it was kind of depressing by the end, dude. The first three were good, and I'm like, wait a second. This is getting depressing. All right, dude, I have interesting facts about women now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it, dude. This one I got off of, this is actually AskMen.com. And this is interesting facts. Women, 5 things you should know but probably didn't about women. Just when you think you know something about women, turns out there's more than meets the eye, at least from a scientific point of view. For example, did you know that female ejaculate is similar to male ejaculate, minus the sperm? Yeah, we didn't think so. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here are 5 fun facts you may know, we may not know about women. Now you can impress your friends with your extensive knowledge of the female body. That is, if you can do it without looking like Brainy Smurf. Okay. And so now here we go, guys. Women taking birth control can be perceived as less attractive. Interesting fact. Do you get this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before I go into it, or do I want to finish the synopsis?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, dude. Now, I kind of agree because women taking birth control, like men and testosterone, it's our girl, like, I need to fuck something.
Yeah.
You know, it's in our nature. So I guess it throws off their hormones to the point where we would find you less attractive, in my opinion.
Okay.
As most of us know, the pill prevents pregnancy by inhibiting ovulation. Nothing earth-shattering there. But Dr. Alexandra Alverne and her colleague, Dr. Verpi Lumnia of the University of Sheffield, found that the unfortunate side effect is a reduction in women's attractiveness. So pretty much what I said. Over the course of a normal menstrual cycle, hormones fluctuate. There you go. Vocal pitches change and even body odors are altered. Interesting.
They stink.
Everything bad, right? During ovulation, these subtle changes increase a woman's attractiveness because they signify fertility. So there you go, dude. That's a big factor, dude. The whole, you know.
Yeah, man. I mean, if I'm not going to hop on. It's, never mind. I'm not even going to go into it. Next one. Just go to the next one.
It's hard
I don't want
to
talk
okay,
about this.
Let's go to the next one. God all right. Damn, we're birth control can interfere with the woman's ability to assess a mate. It's hard enough trying to pick a long-term partner. Throw birth control into the mix and a woman's ability to meet Mr. Right, got tongue tied, can become completely twisted. Under normal circumstances, a woman subconsciously chooses a man who would make a good genetic match. But if she's on birth control, the hormonal deluge flips her senses. For biological purposes, women prefer a mate who is genetically different from them to decrease the chance of abnormalities in offspring.
I could see that.
Right?
So can see that.
It kind of goes with the other one, dude. Birth control throws a wrench in nature's grand plan of causing some women to choose men who are genetically similar to them. That I didn't know, dude, but it kind of makes sense, dude. Though no one is 100% sure why the pill affects attraction, some scientists theorize it may affect marriages in the long run. A woman on the pill might start dating a man similar to her genetically, only to find she is no longer attracted to him once off the pill. Food for thought if you're dating someone on the pill.
Damn, there's a lot of weird shit with the pills. I don't like this. I don't like this, man.
This one I knew, dude. Number 3. Now, this is interesting, but if you guys hit us up on Twitter. You guys can find us on Twitter at
Mem the Beaner.
You can find me at the number 4, the villain. If you guys dig on any of these facts or if you think we're wrong or want to shoot the shit about it, let us know. Number 3, orgasms can relieve menstrual cramps. Did you know about that?
Can
and also...
What?
Can relieve menstrual cramps.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Also, when they're on their cycle.
Wait a minute, you're not supposed to do it when they're on their cycle. I mean, when they're on their.
Well, okay.
You're not supposed to do it.
Just like it's soothing for them to take a bath too when they have their period, just helps out the.
Oh, my high school teacher told me that.
Interesting.
You don't do that.
Okay, again, hit us up, guys.
You don't plug when there's blood.
Doctors will say that again. Okay.
You don't plug when there's blood. That's what he told me.
I like that, man. Tell your lady to put away the might on just do you. A healthy sex life can alleviate those nasty menstrual cramps that plague women once a month. According to a 2005 article in Redbook, studies have shown that the oxytocin and endorphins released during sex can increase your pain tolerance up to 70%. That means less pain before her period and, believe it or not, even during childbirth. Says sex therapist, couples counselor, and sex advice columnist Dr. Miro Gudlowski, orgasms are one of the best cures for PMS, the reason being that orgasms relieve swelling around the genitals.
Okay.
So, food for thought, dude. Number 2, women get blue balls, or pink balls, or blue ovaries, as the case may be. Dr. Gudlowski says about both male and female genitals are made up of erectile tissues that become engorged with blood during sex excitement, and there is no release during orgasm. There will be much discomfort from all that pressure. The official fancy medical term? Ooh, vasoconstriction. Really? Vasoconstriction. Just because a woman doesn't necessarily ejaculate doesn't mean she can't feel uncomfortable when there's a lack of release. So next time you start complaining about blue balls, don't forget she needs to get off too. Oh. So interesting. And then number one, guys. 10 to 15% of women cannot reach orgasm from intercourse alone. Now, it's not a myth. I mean, I've heard that before.
What was that again?
Oh, yes. Let's read that one more time. I'm sorry. 10 to 15% of women cannot reach orgasm from intercourse alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Woolworths, but it's true. Psychotherapist and author of Cue Cards for Life, Gentle Reminders for Better Relationships, Christina Steinnorth, points to a 2009 ABC Primetime report that states that 75% of women need a little help climaxing. 75% of women, huh?
That's
kind
about
of a high percent, though, dude. I didn't think it would be that high. If you ladies have problems, hit us up on Twitter. They're a bad joke. Anyways, dude. All right, that was bad. Dude. All right, anyways, Professor...
Magic fingers.
Yeah, well, let me finish, dude. Professor of Psychology and Behavioral... Neuroendocrinology? At Emory University, Kim Wallen believes it might have something to do with how far the clitoris is from the vagina, and more than 2.5 centimeters. Any more than 2.5 centimeters, and it might be difficult for a woman to achieve orgasm. But Wallen is not the first to research this topic. Turns out Princess Marie Bonaparte, great-grandniece of Napoleon, thought so too, which led her to a series of unfortunate surgeries in the 1920s. Wow, dude.
Jesus.
All the more reason you should whip out those sex toys and put your tongue and fingers to work.
Wow.
So, men and women facts, dude. That wasn't as depressing as the men ones, though, dude. Oh
my God, dude.
So, all right, man. Adam, how are we looking on time, dude?
We're looking pretty good. Let's go ahead and take a little break real quick.
So, yeah, sounds good, man.
We'll be right back.
Awesome. With you guys. Sounds good.
Okay, hey, we're back, and we're just, you know, since we're talking about so much sex.
Yeah, just a little bit this episode, right?
Just a little bit.
Just dad.
And hands and water and stuff.
And everything, yes.
We were going to go into our...
comic book review.
Yeah, one book we read this week was Sex Criminals number 2.
Number 2, yes. The writer is Matt Fraction. He's fucking dope, dude. Zarsky is the artist. It's an image title, dude. It's the 350 book. It's worth it, dude. I'm intrigued by this book.
We went over the first one maybe, I think, a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
And this is the second one, and just as good.
Yes, very good. It starts off, so our characters are John and Susie. The quick synopsis of these characters, they both have this ability every time they come.
They stop time.
They freeze time. Yeah, dude. So a couple that has the same powers, and now they start robbing banks.
And this one's cool because the first one they tell how the woman,
the girl's point of view,
on how she
learned how if she comes, you know, she can freeze time. Now it's most of the it involves them in bed and like she's asked him like,
how'd you find out?
Well,
like every other high school, junior high,
I got porn and fucking I whacked off and I realized my dick glows.
I felt like I had to take a piss, but instead of yellow.
Yeah. So he literally says, so I beat off. Finally, for whatever reason, the picture that first night. Yeah. So,
I mean, this is classic because this does remind, it should remind every male when they were young.
Yes, of course. I mean, they pretty much do. Yeah, he whacks off when he's a kid and they're in bed together and literally she's, normally you don't ask about your first experiences, but I mean if it's your lady, you know, it's like, yeah, dude, so
mind you, this is like the second day they've been together.
It seems like it, yeah. Yeah, dude, so very cool read, dude. Matt Fraction is fucking very witty on this book, dude.
Very witty. Very good.
Yeah, so I mean the relationship they have already is pretty cool. Like they get along very well and she ends up, Susie finally asks him, like, okay, so what was, you know, like, what the fuck? Was there ever a girl in particular? So they're walking in. Let me just read this intro real quick. She's like, ew. And he's like, what? You call it cum world? We can't all be fucking poets now, can we? She's like, ugh, cum world, brr. And he's like, come on, I was 15. And then she's like, thinks to herself, this guy. And he's like, I'm doing the best I can. And she's like, this fucking guy.
Always busting balls.
Yeah, dude. And she's like, what was she like? She who? your porno girlfriend. Jasmine sent cocaine of this. Westport sent cocaine, I believe. Daddy used to yacht with her uncle Phineas, I'm sure. He's like, ha, oh, God, what was she like? She was like you, but room down, she's like ass. So again, the relationship they have already is pretty dope.
Pretty dope. Here's a question, though. Might be a little personal. I'll answer it, too.
Go for it.
Was there a special star when you were growing up?
Ooh, great question. You know what? For me, when I was younger, I'm trying to think, dude. This is going to sound terrible. Homegirl fucking, I forgot her name, dude. Never mind. Okay, fuck it. What's her face? Who was on fucking, she was too young to be doing porno, but she was in like Hustler back in the day. She was blonde.
It's not Tito's girl, is it?
No. I was going to say she's a whore.
Yeah.
They all are, but I'm not, dude. Let me find her name, dude. Go for it, and I'll think of it, but,
I'm gonna say that way back then, thinking of it, was Elvira. Like, I saw that one of her stupid movies,
Ginormous Tits.
But I thought you had everything, though.
Like just, porn status? Do you mean like my first crush or
first squeeze one out?
Oh, that. Oh, fuck, like, dude. I'd have to say it was. Fucking probably just some porn magazine. Yeah, I'm trying to think of movies.
I can't do mags. I couldn't do mags back then.
What?
I didn't like it. It felt weird.
Okay, I movies though, like, you know, old VHS movies, dude.
Fucking Spice Channel?
Well, okay, funny. You mentioned that.
In the comic book.
Yes, scrambled porn. I mean, come on, we all have, right? I'm old guys, or girls, if you guys have, you know, if we're putting ourselves out there like this right now, hit us up on Twitter and say, like, yeah, I fucking finger it went out with this movie or whatever it might have been. But yeah, dude, very cool. So again, what's her name, dude? She was on fucking
It'll come to you.
I'll figure it out, dude. Anyways, so yeah, homegirl was fucking, they're digging on each other, dude. Now they come across this bank in particular, and there's a girl that apparently has their same powers, or
like a group, right?
She can walk through them freezing time, dude.
Yeah.
So as everything is frozen, she walks in, she's like, children. And that's where the comic ends, dude. She goes with a group that can...
This sounds like a bad orgy that's gonna happen.
It kind of does, but again, I love how gnarly it is, dude. It's like, good. Again, it's written so fucking great, dude. Matt Fraction, I'm digging, dude. I'm gonna be on board with this one, dude. I'm curious, dude.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, it's pretty good. I think I already got in trouble already, but this whole episode.
Go for it, dude. All right, man. All right, we're gonna take one more break. We're gonna have a special guest on the show right now. We're gonna Skype somebody in. So,
Alrighty. We're trying to get that together, and we'll be right back.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very special guest with us. We have Topher. You can find him on Twitter at Topher. Go ahead.
DavilaDraws.com. DavilaDraws.com. DavilaDraws.com, but then that's usually where you find me. Then there's also all the other various things that, depending on what you guys want to talk about.
Awesome, man.
Very cool. Sweet. I like your tweet. You're a man of many hats.
Yes.
Yeah. So
sounds like it already, man. We got introduced to you from our boy. We reviewed his comic, Zombie Outlaw. A while back. Cool Cat. Been hitting him up on Twitter. He said, "Hey, dude, I got a cool boy, dude. He's got some good shit going on. So, fucking up. Please tell us, dude." He said you're gonna be at a Kamikaze, or we found out you're gonna be at Kamikaze.
Yeah. No, we're gonna be at Kamikaze. There's a panel that I did. I sent in the request for it 6 years ago now at San Diego Comic Con.
Okay.
And it's called Full Time Work on a Part Time Schedule. And it's basically an answer to the creatives field right now, where they're asking all of us to do everything on our own without any of the previous training the previous the generations had. Okay. Let's bring you in. You get to apprentice. You get to know what's going on. You get to learn the business.
Dope.
You get to do all of that as you were working inside the companies. At this point, they're like, do everything on your own before we talk with you.
Oh,
and so, but that's leaving everyone with a complete lapse of training on group dynamics, how to actually work with a group, not kill each other, and have your friendship survive the project.
Nice. Okay.
So I did that 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I did that little that little entry that we did at San Diego Comic Con, and this year was our 6th year for San Diego Comic Con, giving us the same panel for 6 years straight.
Yeah.
It's nearly impossible to get one,
and
they have asked us back for 5 years in a row, and we've been branching out. We did Kamikaze last year. We did Kamikaze this year. We did Long Beach Expo. We're doing a couple other conventions. So it's really been a real big response, because people are needing to know how do I plan a group and not kill each other and have the friendship survive.
Dope.
And I specifically stacked the panel with a really wide variety of talent at various different levels. I mean, at this point, with who is in the panel, if I came to me and said, do I want to be on the panel, I would say you don't have enough credit to be on the panel. I'm really humbled by the amount of experience and people that are actually honored at this point.
Cool, man.
So you got, who's on the panel with you?
This year we have Sean Gloomis, who is currently teaching film and graphic design at Golden West College.
Awesome.
And his experience has been a letterer in comics, as well as working at sports production, other stuff like that.
Okay.
At one point, he was involved with being the art director for getting 40 magazines out a month.
Wow,
under
okay.
him. We also have Rena Wolfzinger, which is basically, she has done video production, and she's currently working for the state of California as curriculum. She's got the job, something with curriculum development for all the different schools.
Cool.
We have Tara Strand, which is the consummate Harley Quinn costumer.
Fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, costumer. So if you've heard of Gotham Public Works or you've done any of that, that's her. She's the consummate... I don't know if I can say this, but basically when Paul Dini, at several points when he has needed a Harley Quinn for his Halloween parties, he has hired her and Harley Quinn.
Oh, wow.
Fucking
you
fair,
know,
dude.
So there, we have them. We also have Mario Martinez, who I worked with, who does a lot of, who's got a historical background for what he does. The man, I've never been able to stump him on history. He's got a background on that. He's got an academic background. We don't have this time, but we usually have Alistair, who is his last job. He's working at a company that makes iPod and app games. But his last job before this was working at Disney. When you went in to order the ebooks in the iTunes store, that was him.
Oh, crazy!
You know, so we have him. Rena's sister isn't able to make it this year, but she was on earlier seasons of MythBusters. She has a doctorate in myth and folklore,
and
she's done a lot of documentary on that. So, like I said, the people that we have on this panel, I want another guy that we have on. Ron's not on this year, but he's having a paper come out that will be groundbreaking in genetics. So, like I said, I pick people from various different fields. That everyone has something interesting to talk about. Regarding group dynamics. In fact, just today, I was meeting with Patty, who's going to be emceeing and basically, you know, guiding the whole thing. And she's like, I don't know what I can talk about. I work at a church for that. I'm like, well, you mean talk about how to deal with volunteers and motivate people that you don't pay, and how to deal with people that you can't fire. You know, so I'm like, you're great for the volunteers. So it's like all these people have angles of organization that they bring in for this. And this is the tagline: any group with a goal, whether you're a hobbyist or professional, wherever you're at, this is something that you're going to come in for how you organize a group. Your group could be hobbyist, could be professional, could be tightly organized, could be loosely organized, could be a loose goal, could be a tight goal. You're going to walk out with something that's going to be useful for you.
Right on.
You know, and that is Kamikaze this November 1st. Friday. On 2:30 p.m. I believe we're listed.
Nice.
Awesome, dude.
2:30 p.m.
We're going to be out there, so we're going to look for you. Do you guys have a booth besides that?
I usually have a booth at different conventions. I don't have one this year.
Okay.
Because we just I got married earlier in the year, and that just meant we just had to throw some stuff off to the side to go, we can't make this. Usually, you get married, it's like, boom, okay, what?
There
you
goes
not have time for
life changer.
No comics, no friends.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I mean, my current wife is the one that works with me a lot of this. It was just the planning of it. We're getting married this year. We have time to plan a wedding, or we have time to plan this.
You were juggling a lot of places.
Yeah. Next year we're back on the horse, so it's a lack of a better term for having our full convention range back.
Nice.
So cool. Yeah.
So, right on. So for a quick question, man. Geekdomware.
Geekdomware.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Basically, it started with the fact that I have a background. The last place I collected a W-2.
Okay.
I helped push out 8,000 shirts a day out of the place that we were making it for the souvenir market. Okay. And the souvenir market, generally, the souvenir market, hold on, I'm going to just fix this real quick. There we go. That's better.
Cool, cool.
The souvenir market generally has, the souvenir market as a rule, buys shirts completely different, I noticed, than the geek market. They okay. buy a shirt by, this is a nice design, this is a nice idea. It's a very general buying element.
Okay.
And the geek market, I noticed, looking around, much better. It's all, it's the extreme minority of how people usually buy.
Okay.
It's licensed properties. Think of the last t-shirt you bought that was not a licensed property in a convention.
Huh, that kind of happens a lot, right, dude?
Think of the last time you bought one that wasn't a licensed product.
Oh, that wasn't, huh? I don't know, man.
Was not.
I can't even think of one. I mean, especially big sizes, especially, too. For me, doing? Anyways, big sizes is tough to find.
Wasn't a licensed property.
Yeah.
So that's not how people generally buy shirts. It's by general purchase. It's not specific purchase or specifically for licensed property. Yeah. You know, so that's what Geekdomware is. We have general and fun designs that have to do with general stuff. Like one of our first design we had is a triangle, goes right here, and it says superhero emblem here.
Okay.
And it's another one more sharper edge one that says super villain emblem here.
Right.
And then, you know, and so then it's, and then we have another one just says, you know, other ones that are more of the generic market for superheroes or villains or comic books, or like I have another design we came up with now is all the old comic icons. It's the
Sweet.
It's the spinner racks and the Kirby crackles, and it's just the general designs on general genre designs.
Okay.
And
very cool.
So when you walk onto a convention floor, we're the only ones that are selling
okay.
that particular stuff. That's for our t-shirts. 2 years ago, we spun off to a line of exclusive coats that our call sign to the designer was that show.
Okay.
And it was basically, it looks like something you would wear on a, it's a coat that looks very, very nice. It looks good when you're out on the town or on a party, on a date or somewhere else like that. It's a formal coat. Looks very nice, but it looks like you could also wear it on a space station maybe.
Dope.
You know. And it's a full coat, interior lining, interior pockets, all the thing we spun off to that.
That sounds pretty temporary.
How are your prices on these?
The t-shirts are generally $20 for men, $22 for women.
Okay.
The coats are $180 because they're a coat.
Yeah, of course.
That's
good.
All
right.
And we just spun off. I'm working on right now. I just came from the factory. I can't call it an artist bag. We're trying to figure out the name for it because it's a bag I made for. I had a girlfriend make for me when I designed it when I was in college. And I wore the hell out of it. Excuse me for the language. I wore the hell out of it. I still have it, but I stopped using it. I couldn't find anything to replace it. And with the coat vendor, and I'm going chronologically here, with a nice relationship with the coat vendor we have, I said, "Hey, could you guys make this?" And they said yes. So I'm picking up prototypes for right now. Actually, I'm putting up a post that we have a spot for 13 that are going to go that you can buy the first thing. 13 that are going to get made. They're going to go up on our Facebook Geekdomware Facebook page.
Awesome.
I'm putting that post up for tonight. It's a bag that is unlike any other bag, and I can say that with absolute assertion because I haven't been able to buy something for myself.
Sick,
very
man.
Cool,
and the artist, just to close that up, I can't call an artist bag. because we've had makeup people, I've had prosthetic people, I've had illustrators, I've had geek people, I've had women that come up to say that they hate their purse, they want to buy it. So check the Facebook page tomorrow. It's going to be a whole set of pictures we've got.
Very cool, man. Yeah.
What Facebook can they find you
Yes,
at?
Where can we find you on Facebook and your site for that again, please?
That's going to be Geekdomware again.
Geekdomware.com.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Geekdomware.com is under construction because we're splitting off right now.
Okay.
So best place to do for the exact moment is go to Facebook/, Geekdomware, and then you'll get all the news updates and you'll know when the website is up. So,
awesome. Topher.
But if you want to bookmark geekdomware.com, you can do that right now. But for the moment, go to Facebook. You'll be able to see the bags we got for order, see all of our stuff that we have for sale.
Awesome. Okay. Well, per Adam Black and Captain Midnight, I've been on you for a while, apparently, dude. So nice to finally chat with you, man.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, how did you bump into me? Was it through Geekdomware or was it through Geekdomware or did Villa Draws or. I've always got so many hats.
That's a good question. I want to say, I don't know. I think it was like a Follow Friday, and Adam's dude. So I threw there, dude. But now that I know, about your geekdom, where I'm totally all over that, man. We'll definitely plug that, dude, for you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing the show with us, man. Let me just give a throwback real quick, dude. Adam asked me a question earlier.
Yeah.
Tracy Lords was my first spank bank. Sorry, dude. Sorry. Yeah,
who wasn't there first, though?
Who wasn't there first?
For her? Sorry.
Yes.
Who
wasn't their first?
Who wasn't her first? God, I can't. It's for myself.
Which person didn't have her in the bank? Right?
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. I was stepping all over it.
Awesome,
yeah. First one on that. So
right on, Topher. All right, man. Hey, thank you so much again, man. We'll hit
you
sometime soon, dude. If you ever got anything else going on, we'll definitely. It's a pleasure having you on the show, man.
And like I said, we got as the new pilots and other stuff come out, I'll reach out to you guys also for that.
Definitely hit me up, dude. I'm already.
Do you guys have any questions? I mean, I can just go, so I'm sorry to barge in, but
dude, no worries.
It's
no worries.
Cool.
We're short on time now, anyway, so we're about time to wrap up. Thanks
maybe,
a lot.
Maybe next time we talk about some comic books.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, old comics. You got so much cool comics that have been out there. Okay, so much good. I could geek out on comics for an hour.
Hell yeah, dude. You got to join us then, dude. Or maybe next time you can join us for a review of a book, dude.
That'd be awesome. I'd love to do that.
We had a buddy last week that joined in with us, so we're always talking about comics, sports, everything.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Topher. Have a good one. We will talk to you soon, man.
All right.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and that's going to do it for this week.
Episode 14.
14 was a little long, but we had some great great talk.
Yes, a lot of good articles and a pretty dope guest. Dude, we're going to be at the 2013 Stanley Kamikaze this weekend. Hit us up. We'll hit you guys up. We are Comic Syndicate.